thing.
We have a special thing today, everybody.
Yeah, so we'll introduce our guest afterwards, after this thing happens. But our thing...
Hey.
You stop talking. Our thing is an interview with Amelia Meath of Sylvan Esso.
Sylvan Esso. We actually talked to her just the other day.
On the phone?
On the phone, and she was delightful.
She was wonderful.
Absolutely. Fantabitubly? But yeah, they're on tour right now. They have a show tonight if you're listening live in Los Angeles.
Well, to all our LA fans, go to LA that show.
Watch it.
San Diego, Phoenix, Arizona on the 27th. And those are all sold out as well because they're such a great band.
They're so great. So let's hear this interview.
Such a great person. I absolutely wonderful.
Stay with them.
Yeah. So that's them. Let's hear it.
All right. So up next is the interview with Amelia Meath, and afterwards we'll have
a regular old show.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Is this Sylvan Esso?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Hi, this is Amelia.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Jack.
And we're from Radio Pizza Party in Vancouver. How are you
doing?
Radio Pizza Party.
Oh, boy.
How many interviews do you get from a name like that?
Not very many. No. Not very many at all.
Excellent. So
I love parties, and I also enjoy pizza, so I'm very excited.
We don't have either of those, unfortunately.
Yeah. We can mail you some.
We could just have virtual pizza.
Absolutely.
Where are you guys right now? Like, were you able to see the eclipse today?
Dude, we were so geared up to see the eclipse, so much so that we even grilled out. We had like a breakfast grill out in Petaluma, California, which is where we are today. And we all woke up and peeked out of the tour bus. And sure enough, it was incredibly overcast. So we totally missed it.
Ah, that really sucks.
Yeah. Of course, like in all of my, never in my wildest dreams did I even factor in the possibility of weather not being good.
It always gets you that weather. At least you had the cookout. That probably made it all right in the end.
Oh, yeah. It was delicious. We baked eggs on the grill. Have you ever done that?
Wait, baked eggs? Like in a Dutch oven?
Mm-hmm. Not in a Dutch oven, but in like a casserole tray.
Oh, I can't say I've ever done that. How did that turn out?
It was yummy. It was like a glorified frittata.
Okay. I like glory, so that's good. excellent. So we had a question. You did the song Jamie's Song for Radiolab. We're just wondering what that whole experience was like working with Radiolab. We're obviously radio guys. We're fans of that. So
we're also fans of labs.
We're also fans of radios and labs. So how is getting like in contact with them and then making that song?
It was so fun. Jad Abumrad lists his actual cell phone number on the signature of all of his emails, which was just, I never called it, but it was so exciting to me just to be able to see it because I'm such a huge fan. They asked us, I believe, to do it, and then we got to hear a half-finished episode of Radiolab, which I think was one of the most exciting parts of it because that radio show is so heavily edited. It was amazing to hear the parts that were completed and the parts that were not. You know, it would be like a beautiful crescendo of a story. And then someone would come on, like, immediately being like, and here we're going to explain this really incredibly complicated thing. And then it would go, like, back to, like, this, like, beautiful soliloquy of radio sounds. It was really cool.
Excellent. I would hope that maybe you hear, like, Robert Krulwich, like, drop an F-bomb in anger during those rough edits or something. That would have been awesome.
Oh, I love Robert Krulwich. My mom worked for NPR in the 70s, and Robert Krulwich hired her.
Oh, cool.
So we're like pals.
Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you got the prenatal Radiolab connection.
Darn tootin'.
So besides your album, what's been your favorite album of 2017 so far?
Probably the Kendrick record, honestly. Ooh. That's pretty much all I've been listening to. I know that a new Porches record is going to be coming out soon. I haven't heard it, but that'll probably also be my favorite record of 2017. Let's see, what else has come out? I've been listening to a lot of Sheryl Crow.
Oh, really? Sheryl Crow.
So it's like a long time ago, Sheryl Crow. But yeah.
Awesome. Hey,
I was not expecting Sheryl Crow.
No, neither was I. But that's good. I imagine that's gets you in a certain type of mood.
Have you listened to that, her self-titled record?
I have not.
No, me neither.
It's really good.
Okay, is it new?
It's really good. It's like, it's just fun. Which I think I've been, as the world has gotten darker and darker over here in America, I've been reaching towards things that make me feel good in a different way than normal.
Excellent. I'll definitely have to check out the Shania Twain there.
Sheryl Crow, come on, man.
Or sorry, Sheryl
come
Crow.
On.
I'm getting the Canadian in there.
Yeah, totes, of course. Shania.
Geez.
Why don't you just say Celine Dion?
What do you think aliens will look like?
Probably, you know, it'll probably be some sort of TNG thing where aliens, like, eat data.
Ooh.
Or, like, electricity, you know, so they won't actually look like anything humanoid at all. And we'll, like, slowly figure out that they're smart. Just like animals, you know?
Wow, I like that.
When you're a kid, you know that animals are smart and have feelings, and then, like, you're slowly taught that they don't because people like to eat them, which, I mean, I love to eat animals, but... The fact is that, like, when you're a kid, you know that you can hurt a pig's feelings.
Yeah.
You know? And then you're slowly taught out of it, which I think will be probably the same about with alien races, where, like, we'll, like, slowly realize that all this time, ficus is actually an alien race.
Oh. Good thing I'm not eating
you know?
Ficus salads.
You're not?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So you guys blew up pretty much immediately after your self-titled came out. What's been the most surprising aspect of that, like, rapid success?
There's been so many very surprising things. At the same time, I'm really grateful that it wasn't, that we weren't, like, an overnight sensation or anything. Like, we've been working harder than we've ever worked before, pretty solidly, for 5 years. Honestly, one of the stranger things is the loss of personal boundaries.
Oh.
That happens where when people have connected emotionally to your songs, their concept of your personal space can get lost pretty quickly. You kind of have to remind people about it.
What's like an instance of something like that happening?
Oh, you know, people just want to touch you a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Which is nice. I love a hug.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I don't like it when people are, like, pulling me. Like, people have tried to pull me by the sleeves to take a photo.
Oh, that's
and funny. And that makes me real mad real fast.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to hug Amelia, yeah. Everybody, please ask first.
Yeah. Consent. Radical consent.
Exactly. Y'all. Exactly. You guys are from Durham, North Carolina. Is that correct?
That is the truth.
What is the worst place to eat in Durham, in your opinion?
The worst place to eat in Durham?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so tough. Durham's so small that, like, the shade, like, people will actually feel the shade fall upon them.
Oh, okay. If you don't need to.
Like an eclipse.
Like an eclipse? Let me see. There is a place, there's a taco place that only does, like, fish tacos with American cheese. And I won't name them, but Ooh. It's, like, truly horrible. Nobody wants cheese and fish. Yeah. It's a bad plan.
That's gross.
And it's, like, fishy fish and, like, plastic cheese.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you're gonna do American cheese, at least don't do fish tacos
or any tacos.
Very true.
Yeah, no. I am deeply dedicated to American cheese. I believe in it and love it so much. So that when it's abused, it really hurts my feelings.
Other than grilled cheese, what's the best use for American cheese?
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll.
Oh,
which you can
choice.
Pretty much only get in Manhattan because the roll is perfect, like in New York. Nobody else really does like a bulky roll like they do over there, or like it's not a bulky roll, it's like a circular roll. But like everything is squishy and the bacon is like pokey and crispy and really delicious, and the cheese just marries it all together and it's so good.
Oh man.
I'm really hungry. Yeah. Thank you very much for that.
No worries.
So what's the most challenging gig you've ever had?
At one point, maybe 2 years ago, we played ACL Festival, and it's the largest crowd we've ever had. It's about 30,000 people. And it was something like 98 degrees.
Oh, man.
And we went out on stage, and the minute we went out on stage, the front of house fried.
Oh.
So there was no way to make sound.
That's a big
part
of
concerts.
So
we were out there in front of 30,000 people, like, with no ability to make sound. So, like, we stalled for a little while, finally got the front of house up, and then the minute that happened, our computers fried because it was too hot. But then, luckily, I had a microphone, and so I did my 5-minute stand-up routine.
Oh, wonderful.
To stall.
Can we get a little taste of that 5-minute stand-up?
Well, here's the thing, is that it's a joke that was created solely for technical difficulties, so it can be as long and as short as you want it to be. But it involves a lot of very long whale sounds.
Oh, that's...
You know, so I can do that. I can do that for you if you want to hear that.
Yeah, sure.
Like that.
Oh, that's might you do that on your next album? I think that's
yeah, exploding.
I probably should. That'll really get to the heart of humanity.
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling, and why?
Who's Ryan Reynolds?
Deadpool.
He
was in Blade 2.
He was in Blade 2.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
No, Ryan Gosling.
Thank you.
Okay.
What makes you choose him so vehemently?
Honestly, Ryan Gosling has better gifts, but he also just seems a little flirtier to me in a way that, or like, I feel like Ryan Gosling and I could like hang out, eat a cookie, like go on a walk around a reservoir in Echo Park or something. And that other Ryan, he's great and all, but I don't feel the immediate friend connection with him.
Okay, that's good to hear.
It sounds like you've been on a cookie date with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, can we get a scoop on that?
Maybe not. I'll never tell.
So everybody, okay. If you're in California, tonight is they're going to be in Oakland. We're in Petaluma, California, the Lagunitas Brewing Company. And
that's
the truth. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate
thank
your
you
time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And
have a good day.
Have a good day, I guess, eh?
All right, y'all.
Thank
bye.
You so much.
Thank
bye.
You so much.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, welcome back to
Radio
Pizza
Party.
Pizza Party.
Yeah, that one there.
Hey, welcome back to Radio Pizza Party. And we are back.
We're back at Radio Pizza Party.
That was our fun little interview. We're going to go to a quick little break.
A quick little break, everybody.
And then we'll be
going to the break. We'll be back. That was Amelia Meath. They are having some shows, like I said.
Where?
Los Angeles, in San Diego, and
yeah,
Oakland.
We're going to go to a quick
in the next few days. So we're going to go to a quick little break. This next song is called Signal. It is by Sylvan Esso.
Well, hey.
Well, ha.
That's good.
And
we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Little buddy, make a
It's large and loud. Are you breathing now? Here's the ground.
Powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Welcome back
to Radio Pizza Party. we're good. There was no technical issues before. So we're back. And
back. I'm,
this
of course.
Day, we're, who this, are you? Who are you?
Where are well, we? You can call me Tristan Wheeler if you know me. Oh, so.
What if I don't know
Feeler.
You?
If you
Tristan
know,
Wheeler, if you know me, oh, so Feeler. All right. I'm going to call you that from now on.
Excellent. And you are?
I am Jack.
Underscore
Lamming on Twitter.
And
that's
our
what you can call me.
And our guest today is
the venerable, the dignified,
Scrutable.
The intuitable.
Intuitable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, am I introducing myself?
You can introduce yourself if you want to.
You guys just ended it there.
What's your name?
Ben.
Hey.
What's your last name?
Ooh, Flynn.
Do you want Flynn.
Friend of the show, Ben Flynn.
Friend of the show.
Friend Flynn.
Hi.
He hasn't called in ever.
What? Yeah, not
nope. Him or any of his personas.
Oof, nope.
So,
nope.
Since
not
we're
me.
Apparently pivoting away from random topics, what are we talking about this week?
So today, we all are talking about the film.
The cinematic opus, I'd like to call it.
Chud.
Chud. What does Chud stand for? Ben, hit me with it.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground
Dwellers.
Dwellers.
As we may learn.
As we may.
Ooh. Contamination hazard.
Wait, spoiler Irvin alert.
Delicio. Spoiler alert. I'm going to play the trailer to check. We're going to play the trailer. I'm just going to talk over it a little bit.
Put it in your ears.
I'm going to put it in your ears.
It's going to be in my ears.
Chud came out in 1984, directed by a guy
That's
called...
That's what George Orwell warned us about.
It was the Chuds.
So right now it's just sort of panning over their subway.
The history. Stuff. If you want to see the history of man, imagine a Chud stomping on a man's face for eternity.
Ever.
Oh, can I see this a bit, Jack?
No, you may not.
Oh, no, I'll just...
No, he's turning this way. Oh.
This movie,
it's a masterpiece.
It stars
John Goodman.
No, John Goodman's in it.
Yeah,
he plays like
a woman was just pulled into the subway.
She was pulled into the subway
by a Chud.
By a Chud.
Ah,
see.
Oh man.
Oh, that scene was terrifying.
Chud. And your bathroom. That scene was confusing.
That scene was great.
Okay, we'll go into it as yeah.
Oh yeah.
But wait, maybe can you turn it up a little bit, Jack? Their place.
The night. So it's their time. See, breaking through the walls. They break through the walls. These Chuds.
Even though they live under, all these scenes are them not underwater.
Underground.
Underground. Sorry, not underwater dwellers.
That's a different Chud.
Dwellers.
Chud.
They're not staying anymore.
Ah,
so that
Scary
was the
Chud.
That was the intro to Chud.
Great
We've
film,
all
great
watched
film.
This movie in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, we all watched Chud last night in separate places. You and Ben watched it together.
Watched it conjoined.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched. I watched it while my girlfriend was asleep.
Wow, how cool!
Sitting
are you?
On a desk, just watching it, and I had to work early in the morning. I was up till 11.
Yeah, you did.
So Chud. So first of all, what did you guys think Chud was going to be like?
I was expecting it to be more of one of those movies where it's so bad it's good rather than a movie that's just so bad.
I thought it was going to be a mixture of like The Room and Troll 2, like a combination.
Oh,
of
you thought it was going to be that bad, hey?
No, but like you combine the
good.
Best parts of them.
Yeah,
you know?
But
so,
that good,
yeah. Yeah, so it's just Tommy Wiseau and a bunch of trolls. Like, I mean, like I didn't know what to
Wiseau
expect.
Tommy Wiseau and a bunch of Chuds.
A bunch of Chuds, man. I mean, what do you expect? Guy invented jean shorts, didn't he?
No, I don't know. He just sold them.
Wait.
That's a different podcast.
Tommy Wiseau invented jean shorts?
Didn't he?
No, he didn't invent jean shorts. He just sold them.
I feel
them.
Like that's not something you'd need to invent.
Well, who invented... maybe. You never know. You never know. Maybe the jean shorts were invented first and then the jeans later on.
Actually, all
By
clothing
Tommy
is
Wiseau's
done that. It gets
brother.
Longer as time goes on.
Rami Wiseau.
His name's Rami Wiseau, like from the, like Romy from the XX?
Is that actually his name?
There's one of the members of the XX. The girl in the XX is named Romy.
Wiseau?
No.
Oh, well, no, not her.
Guys, this doesn't have
now
anything to do with Chud.
Should it?
Yeah.
How much
should
you
it?
Have to talk about?
I have, look at all these notes I have on Chud. All
right, let's hear some notes about Chud.
Notes on Chud. Okay, let's hear it.
Here, let me read one.
Can I say, I like the sequel.
Chud 2? Chud the Bud?
No.
Wasn't it Bud of Chud?
No, dude, Home Alone 2, Escape from New York.
Mm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we talk about how Merv from Home Alone is
Daniel Stern.
And the photographer, John Hurd, plays Kevin McAllister's dad.
George Cooper. Wait, who?
George Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the plot of Chud.
Yeah, can we run through the plot
of
Chud?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a photographer.
It's very confusing.
Mm-hmm. A photographer and...
And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend. And
who is a model, but doesn't want to be... Oh, she gets pregnant.
Oh, that was a weird.
Yeah. and then that was a weird scene, man.
And they live in an apartment in like Soho.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
Soho is also populated by these mutant
Chuds.
Guys. Yeah, who tear people out from under the.
Well,
the opening scene
of the movie.
Opening cold open.
Cold. Somebody dead.
Yeah, it was New
gets
York.
Gets chudded.
New York's a cold city.
New York.
This woman's walking down the street with her dog. She's sprinting,
mm.
and she walks past. What? She walks and sprints past a manhole cover.
Oh yeah.
What comes out?
A Chud.
But an arm. What does it do?
A Chud arm.
It eats her.
The arm eats her.
Wait.
And then we find out that woman was...
The wife.
Yeah, Officer Bosch.
Bosch.
Bosch?
Bosch. I thought it was Bosch. Because I remember making a lot of pish posh Bosch. So it must have been Bosch. Otherwise, I would have been going pish posh Bosch.
Well, yeah, we were. And you're, yeah. We didn't know how to tell you to stop because you're having fun.
Just kept saying pish posh Bosch, pish posh Bosch.
And also, there's a bunch of homeless people who live in New York.
Yeah.
Didn't know whether you know this.
Underground.
Or not. Underground.
But they're not cannibalistic.
Somehow. Evenly dirty.
Yeah.
Yes, beautifully dirty.
Yeah. Spread out like they jumped into a vat of dirt and water combined. Mud.
Like a really lame jump.
Mud.
Dirt and water combined. What does that get you? Mud.
Ah, yes. Mud. I'm a millionaire.
Mud and chud.
I've solved everybody's issues. Okay, perfect. And then how does the story progress from there? Oh, yeah, and they meet up with Daniel Stern, Marv from Home Alone 2.
Who owns a soup kitchen.
Pish Posh Bosh meets up and he's like, hey. What's happening, dude?
Yeah.
People are going missing. Marv from Home Alone reports people missing.
Yeah, there's a bunch of homeless buddies who live down in the catacombs of New York.
Yeah, down in the underground are going missing.
Built in the Roman times, by the way.
Yeah.
Didn't you
know? No, that was the medieval times.
Medieval times.
That's over New Jersey. It's got pretty good chicken.
Right. Well, it was only medieval, not full-on evil.
Were there ever an evil time?
Yeah, right now. Are you looking who's in office? Hey.
Hey, we're not going down that road.
No,
man.
We don't talk.
Yo,
politics.
Hey, Tristan.
We don't talk politics.
Don't talk
and politics.
Here, listen to this.
I'm a guess, and I know that it's the tiniest violin.
No, it's a squeak because it's a squeaky clean, clean show.
don't squeak on our show, okay?
So clean. So then they start investigating these disappearances. It leads them going downstairs. Downstairs.
They go down so many flights of stairs.
Go downstairs, go upstairs. They go in the ground. A couple chud attacks. And then we find that...
NSA. Or no, the NCA.
Nuclear Agency Commission.
The NAC. The NAC, that's who it was.
Dumped chemicals.
That's at the end. All we know is they are exploring the underground.
They're exploring the underground.
With teams of people.
I was very confused.
They're also calling it the EPA was apparently doing something down there as well.
Yeah, I don't know why the Environmental Protection Agency would be dumping...
chuds.
Chuds.
We got a bunch of chuds we're going to toss down here. Yeah.
Okay, also, so whoever hasn't seen the movie yet, go ahead and watch it. We'll wait.
So, Ben,
okay,
how's work?
Oh, dude, work's done, man. I finished it.
Okay, now they're back. They watched
that. That was a good movie, right?
Yeah, great movie, guys.
I watched it again. Yeah. It was on like 18 times speed up, but I liked it.
Yeah.
You know who I liked the most? John Goodman.
Yes, he plays a cop
who gets killed pretty quick.
By chud. I love saying chud.
Dude,
you wanted to watch this movie forever just to say chud.
I know, because it's such a silly title.
Yeah, Chud.
Well, it's not very silly when you think about what it means. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. Is that silly to you, Tristan? Is that silly to you? Do you find that silly?
Oh. I heard about a Chud once and it just sounded silly.
Think about your act, man. Think about your act.
I don't know. I just was thought it would be funny to kind of joke around about a Chud.
It might be funny to some of you.
Okay, so I just looked something up because I don't want to hear you guys talk anymore. I want to hear my voice.
Okay.
So I'm on the Wikipedia page for Chud.
Mm. Yeah, so am I.
I'm not.
It says, according to the commentary on the Anchor Bay DVD, I don't know why they recorded the commentary on an anchor, but stars Daniel Stern and Christopher Curry, Steph Curry's father, of course, were displeased.
Who plays the cop, Bosch?
Yeah. Were displeased with Parnell Hall.
His
name's Parnell. They were displeased with Parnell Hall's rewritten script and rewrote it extensively. They rewrote a rewritten script.
For the movie Chud?
Yeah, adding the character of the Reverend. Who was the Reverend again?
That was Daniel Stern.
Whoa, it totally was.
Wait, okay, so Daniel Stern rewrote the movie and wrote himself into as a huge, bigger role?
I'm looking at the cast. Yeah, his character is AJ the Reverend Shepherd.
To be fair, he wasn't even that big in that movie.
Ran around for a while.
Before that movie, he wasn't some big actor.
In general, so it's not
like he could just rewrite the entire script for himself.
I was really surprised with Daniel Stern's acting.
It's good.
I thought he was actually pretty good for the movie, at least going in.
I loved, he just had so many, No, you yuppie.
Yeah, totally those lines. There's a scene where he is talking to like the nuclear commission people, and he like throws a suitcase, but there's no sound effect. There's like no gravity. It's just like how a normal man would throw a suitcase.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, okay, that was supposed to be like a moment, and that's where they find the files on Chud. I'm like, you should have added a little bit more.
Yeah,
he's just like, oh yeah, well I'm gonna throw, and it just kind of floats through the air very ungracefully.
He's like, that scene was great. I love how he freaks out on these nuclear people for like
not believing in Chuds.
Not believing in Chuds. And Bosch is just sitting there.
Oh, no, yeah, he's just taking it all in.
I thought he's not like, hey, dude, calm down. He's like, you get him. You go for it.
I must have missed something because I thought those guys were like police captains or something. His superiors.
Wilson was the commissioner, and then there was like the other superior guy.
Oh,
and then
okay.
They were Bosch's bosses. They're the Bosch bosses.
So Wilson
was also the Bosch bosses.
They're a posse of Bosch bosses.
Bosch. Like my favorite speakers.
Oh yeah, Bose.
Bose. That's probably what I meant.
Pish posh, Bose.
It's like my favorite Russian soup.
So then, they start investigating the Chuds. The cop and Daniel Stern, Bosch and the Stan, and they
Bosch
say Bosch.
And, Bosch and Sterny.
Oh, also, yo, yeah. They went in with flamethrowers beforehand.
Yes.
They sent in like a team of like seven dudes, and none of them made it back.
Because
They only brought two guys with flamethrowers.
Also, in my notes,
into
I put
New York City subway
that's filled with gas. Oh yeah,
one
gas.
One guy had a camera. So, I put in my notes: would you eat a roasted Chud? Because they probably would have had to burn one.
Oh, sorry?
Would you eat a roasted Chud? Jack, would you eat a roasted
Chud?
How
much are you going to pay me?
No, it's just for fun, essentially. Like,
I would not eat a roasted Chud because the implication is they are incredibly radioactive, mutated homeless people.
Some crispy flesh? Why not, dude?
They look already pretty crispy.
Yeah. Is that your only requirement for eating something is that it has crispy flesh?
Yeah, man. Flesh and crisps, man.
That makes me so gross.
Fish and chips.
You should see how many jellyfish he eats.
So then they
start investigating these Chuds. They find that a woman was killed, and it's Bosch's wife, which is why he was so
gung-ho
about finding these Chuds.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
let's change the HU in Chud to hung up, because this guy's so hung up on finding his dang wife.
Did you? Okay, apparently there's two versions. Not two virgins. I have two virgins right here.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you have to
hurtful.
Bring that up.
Did you guys see the scene where he like sees his wife's decapitated head?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Apparently that's like a director's cut version.
Oh,
but,
the director decapitated his wife.
Yeah, that's why he's like, okay, there's only one way for you to get the authenticity, and he still didn't pull it off.
That would explain why he's very chill after that. You know, he seems to not be shook up at all by his decapitated wife.
Yeah, there's a few scenes where he's trying to like take charge of a situation, and then the commissioner's like, go sit in your car, and he just sits in his car. Like, there's a scene of him smoking in the car. Like, your wife got killed by one of these. If you cared, you would not just sit here and wait till someone calls you.
Yeah, that or
happens.
Go like talk to like a relative or something. Like, you gotta get some stuff off your chest.
No, his wife was an orphan. That was also in the extended director's cut.
Was
like
he
Blade
also
Runner.
An orphan?
There's like 60 different cuts.
Yeah,
it's like a Logan Run.
Oh, if you watch the Daniel, I don't know, whatever. I try.
Where are you even going?
Okay. I know we mentioned this when we were kind of going over what the movie was, but that scene where she announces to John Hurd, the photographer, that she's pregnant.
Oof.
I feel like I missed that. When did she say it?
Dude, she says it. He says it when he like right in the middle of the movie. Like he comes in, and then she's like, oh, dude, it was out of like nowhere too. It was like a side comment.
Yeah, it was.
And then he talked about having an abortion.
Yeah,
it's like, should we have one? And I don't know.
Yeah, it was like very like it was pro choice though.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Dude,
this
for sure,
is a legendary pro choice movie.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like it's
back.
It was actually directed by Wade from Roe v. Wade.
Wait, I don't know if that one was the was that
yeah,
the one?
Yeah, no. Oh yeah, no.
Roe
v.
Wade was the abortion one. I don't know.
I know, but
I don't know which plaintiff is. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry.
But he reacts to it, not happy, not sad, just like, oh, okay. Are you gonna keep it? It's like, what's your child? Maybe you could have like maybe like
an
be
opinion.
Happy or sad, you know, or whatever, right? And then he, but then he, like, I don't care, whatever. But then he goes like, "Oh, it's your body." And then she decides to keep, and he's like, "Okay." And it just seemed like it should have been a little more. This movie lacks emotional gravity in certain moments.
But
like
what
that.
It makes up for it is in special effects
and chuds.
It makes up for it. There's so many chuds.
So
there's
many
probably
chuds.
About actually they probably made 3 chuds.
Also, I felt like they had a really good storyline there because Daniel Stern, Reverend, he goes down and he finds their spot. You
oh,
know?
The chud hideout.
Yeah, and they're all
that
hanging out and like praying and it's so weird. And then he like knocks some rocks over and they all turn around. So I felt like they had something to go with there and they just whatever.
Yeah, it looked like there were more being born.
Yeah.
There's like one
exactly.
in the front, 3 at the back.
Also, this movie does not resolve the chud problem.
That's the thing. Yeah, the story doesn't end.
So what happens in the end for the uninitiated listener is the nuclear waste guy.
The guy who did who dumped it.
Wilson,
the guy who dumped everything. First he was dumping stuff down in the thing. And Bosch finds out about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm going to let my friend, the photographer, and the reverend out. I'm going to let them out. And then the nuclear dude, or Wilson, is like in the car that he needs to take off this manhole cover. And he's like, no, you're not. And he tries to run him over. And then they shoot him in the chest. The car runs into a manhole. And explodes. And everybody's out. And Bosch has been shot, but he's alive now. And then the movie just kind of
And ends with rampant
they're still in the city.
4 chuds just running around.
Yeah. Oh, and
I don't know if that guy's wife got killed by a chud.
And they had a whole storyline that if you get bit by one, you turn into one.
That was like just sprung on you at the end. You become a
They found the guy, the Victor, and he was mid turning into a chud.
He was mid chuddification.
They had so much story. They had so much story.
He was chudded.
Yo, dude.
A chud.
Hey, what's the deal?
But yeah, and then Bosch's final words.
Nice shot.
To Daniel Stern, who shoots.
How do you know there was final words? We don't know if he died.
There's
little clarification in the story.
The Wikipedia thing is AJ finds Bosch's gun and shoots and kills Wilson before he runs over them. Then the truck explodes as it falls on the manhole. Bosch is still alive, and George, Lauren, and AJ are saved. I just realized how much of a train wreck that sentence was.
Bosch is still alive? That's not true.
Yeah, he is. He's like, nice shot.
I thought that was his final words.
Well, we don't know that. He was alive when the movie ended. Yeah,
I thought that was kind of communicated because he got shot through the chest
Wilson. I thought he
was
saying,
I
shot him. Like, he was going to take the blame. Like, he was like, you don't go to prison. I shot him.
How did you extrapolate that from that?
Yeah, what?
I don't
know. Are you crazy?
Dude, what? Were you watching the right movie?
No, I was watching Nud.
Also, quick. So
it's not nice underground dweller.
There's the wife of the photographer, the girlfriend of the photographer. Oh, yeah. Why is that chud so adamant about getting her?
The two of them. It was two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they were going for. Oh, and also, dude, the poor kid on the first
floor.
That was a horrifying scene.
What?
The kid that's standing in the apartment that opens the door to them. It's like chud's banging on the door and the kid's like, hello, and just gets eaten.
Oh.
Well, we didn't get eaten on screen, but he got eaten. He got eaten.
Or that one scene where that little girl's grandpa gets eaten by a chud.
And
she
just sitting there like,
whatever. She doesn't even say, oh no, a chud. Or no one said that. I feel like that movie would have been great. Oh God, it's a chud.
The terrifying chud.
Oh my chud.
What a movie.
What
a classic movie.
Anything you want to say about chud there, Jack?
What was your favorite scene?
What was your favorite scene of chud?
I'll tell you an anecdote from set.
Story.
My movie, that opinion that I had and enjoyed, when I was, the time that I watched it, you see, the thing that happened...
Oh.
Now, when I was trying
just
to watch
speak your mind. Yeah, I got my favorite scene in my head.
Okay. Don't you dare ask me what my favorite scene is, because I already know.
Well, then say something. You just got to mumble it.
I liked at the start when the guy's just sort of walking around his apartment, like, just being a cool dude. The guy's calling him his reporter friend. Also, can we talk about the photographer's motivation?
What is it?
Dude, he was taking photos of the homeless people.
Yeah, well, he's taking photos of the homeless people, and he's taking them for a reporter, and the reporter's like, yo, bro. I need this for tomorrow,
his name
bro.
Name's Topher.
Yo, my name's Toph.
I need these photos for tomorrow, bro. I got to go to USC.
Oh, and, whoa, Stouffer.
Yeah, I got to go to USC. I need these pics. And he's just making fun of him because he's like,
I swear you haven't watched the movie because that did not happen.
Yeah. He's screening the call and he's like making fun of him the guy records the voicemail.
Yeah, Derek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm listening, Derek. Yeah. And he just makes fun of his friend who's probably going to get fired in New York as a journalist.
That's a
tough
gig.
Not very easy place to get fired in. That's what I have to say.
Oh, what's your favorite Chud scene, Ben?
That wasn't my favorite.
Oh, sorry.
My favorite part of it is that he's just walking around his crazy huge apartment in a sleeveless sweatshirt that he obviously chopped off himself at like 3 p.m.
John Hurd of Home Alone fame, who plays the dad in Home Alone.
Fame.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
And then Daniel Stern plays AJ, who is also... Did we touch on this or was this off mic?
Yeah, I think we have because it's a sequel.
Sorry.
My favorite scene.
Yeah.
Okay, so my favorite scene was when he's doing the photo shoot, the dad from Home Alone, he's doing the photo shoot, and he sticks it to those capitalist dogs. That was great.
Wait, what happens?
What does he do again?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he just tears into how, like, sick the whole idea of perfume and whatnot, and you're trying to sell it just to make money and these profits from corporate America. That's pretty much how it goes, you know? And I felt it was good, you know?
He was the most photographer human ever. No one is that much of a photographer. Do you remember that? He's like, yeah, ooh, oh, baby.
It was like the scene in Austin Powers.
Exactly.
Yeah, baby.
Yes. Yeah. No. Who is that much of a photographer? My favorite scene in Chud is when Chud, cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller.
Is when him and the other reporter, his like who meets up with him and he's like, there's something going on down there. And then they both go down, the photographer and the reporter. They go down and then you see the Chud arms reach and pull that guy into a
so easily
into a little hole. Yeah. Like he's not making it out. He's been chudded.
Yeah. So what else about Chud? We got 15 minutes.
Is that it?
Well, I don't know.
I'm so tired of talking about Chud. It's
lot.
Been like 6 months you've wanted to talk about Chud. I feel like you need more to talk about.
I have all my
notes.
Have
like
on
a book.
Let's hear these notes.
Let's hear read a page. Read your thoughts.
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
I was. Oh, okay. So there's that.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa, are you okay?
Yeah.
There's that scene where the photographer's wife is taking a shower.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the water backs up.
The water backs up, so it starts filling up.
Oh, yeah.
And then
she didn't
grabs
notice those up to her ankles. Dude.
Yeah.
She grabs a coat hanger, which she just has, like, by the shower.
Yeah, like a wire coat hanger.
It's not that far out of, like, the realm of possibility to have a coat hanger when she has one of those, like, dressing gowns.
Oh, right, the gown. Okay.
I mean, look at me.
And then she shoves it down the drain.
I think she thinks it's her gigantic hair.
Yeah, her pubes.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, you allowed to say that on this tube? Oh, sorry about that.
Squeaky clean. And then it sprays blood.
I don't know what drain she grabs.
Oh, yeah. Sprays blood. And then the next scene is her just like casually walk around her apartment.
Getting
like,
out of the shower.
Nothing happened.
The thing is, I thought it was, going to be like, oh, there's a Chud in the drain and she just stabbed it and it's going to be mad, right? But no, it just sprays blood all over her.
And that's it?
And then
all of her face, dude.
She goes like, and then it's on the soap.
She also has one scene where she's just like standing there, hands over her eyes, deadpan face, covered in blood, and just like, meh, whatever, day to day.
So my interpretation of that, her and that guy, they she's pregnant.
All right.
And they talk about an abortion.
Okay.
She gets a wire hanger.
Oh, no. Don't.
No, this is like an allegory. This is like, I think this is an artistic expression.
Are you saying she was pregnant with a Chud?
That's Bud the Chud. Maybe she was, but no.
Oh my God!
Do you think that's Bud the Chud?
Look up Bud the Chud.
The second, the sequel. But I honestly thought that was some sort of.
There's an actual second one called
Bud
the Chud.
Called Bud the Chud.
What the? Awesome.
I know that's gonna be next week.
does it conclude the story?
No, it stars none of the same characters.
Okay,
but the plot of the original Chud on Wikipedia is about four paragraphs. This one's about four sentences.
Okay, let's hear the plot of Chud to Bud the Chud.
Okay, at the start of the film, the U.S. government has ordered a branch of the U.S. military to discontinue tests concerning the quote Chud project. Which is built around the idea that enzymes taken from the sewer-dwelling creatures from Chud can make hyper-effective killing machines in the army.
Oh.
For reasons Ooh, that are zones. Unclear to even those who watch the film. The last specimen of the experiment, Bud the Chud, is hidden away in a center for disease control in a small American town where a trio of bumbling teenagers steal and accidentally reawaken him. Bud escapes and begins to forge an army of chuds. Wow.
That sounds even crazier. And Chud wasn't like, it's not well received. Not
no,
even
it has
time.
17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I can't believe they made another one.
And they made 4.7 million in 1984, which...
What does that translate to? Can you go into an inflation calculator?
I yeah, sure. So the budget time. In 1984 dollars was $1.25 million. So let me go in an inflation calculator.
I think that's about $6 billion.
Yeah, I think that's how... Yeah, inflation has gone up that much.
All right, let me...
I'm just damn baby Reagan. Boomers.
Psh, guys, talk about Chud.
You ever been eaten by a Chud?
Nah, but dude, I've played with my Chud.
Hey...
Or pull your chud?
I regret getting you guys this.
No, okay, so let's actually you guys are looking down at your computers.
I'm looking up chud facts.
Give me
so
something.
In 2017 dollars.
2017.
The movie grossed $9,865,789.47.
Not bad.
Sorry, how much was it again?
$9,865,789.47.
Only made 47 cents?
Oh my god.
$9,865,789.47.
What was the budget?
How is inflation going down? How did it only make $700?
Oh my gosh!
shut the what?
Front door.
Shut front door. So the budget was at 1.25. So the budget was about 2.6 million. I'm
oh,
not
nice.
Gonna.
They made money. Sure,
they made quite a bit of money. That's pretty good margins for a movie like Chud.
Mm.
Chud, comma, Chud, Chud, Chud. Chud. That should have been the third movie.
Chud.
Chud 3. Chud, Chud, Chud. And the plot? There's three Bud the Chuds in three different towns.
And it's in 3D.
And it's in split screen. And all the audio tracks happen at the same time. It'd be like listening to an episode of this show.
Yeah, hey, somebody call the first 15 minutes of this show. Hey. All right. You know what I mean?
Can you explain what
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, no, I don't, man.
No, nothing happened.
Who's I don't, man? It sounds like the worst superhero ever.
Help me, help me. I don't. I don't do that.
Call Superman. I don't care.
I don't.
He just don'ts things. My building's on fire. I don't, and the building's not on fire.
Oh, whoa. Boom, so he's like helpful.
Yeah, that's a fantastic ability right
yeah.
there.
Okay, if you guys could have any superpower other than fighting chuds.
My superpower yeah. is fighting chuds.
I'm going to change my Twitter bio to fighting chuds and pulling buttons. Tristan, for the uninitiated, what was the second thing I said?
And fighting chuds.
No, the second part. Fighting chuds and
pulling putts.
No, okay. This squeaky clean show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, that's not clean. A euphemism.
So Chud was a scary, scary
it was a blockbuster
movie.
Success.
It was a blockbuster success.
Blockbuster success. Do you guys remember Blockbuster Video? You remember video stores?
Dude, video stores were bad.
You go with your parents. I used to go to Rogers.
Oh, just look at his scary movies.
Who's Roger?
Roger, I'd go to his house and I'd just like, hey, like, dude, can I borrow movies? And do you
like
have
a
soap flavored gum? And he'd be like, no, I don't. I'd be like, I don't believe you, Roger. Give me those movies.
Soap
and then he'd cough up the Fast and Furious DVDs.
He'd leave. Cough them up like a cat?
Yeah, dude, he had a really wide throat.
Oh.
Cough up DVDs like a car.
Sounds like a chud to me.
You guys ever put DVDs in a car, like in the CD tray?
Yes.
Car explodes. It's rad.
That's only if you're doing Fast and Furious. If it's like Schindler's List, the car cries.
Okay.
Soap gum. That was a weird little thing that we did back then. Hey, Ben?
I have no idea what soap gum is.
I never did gum. Do you remember those purple gum you get in packets?
I ate Thrills.
Like soap-flavored gum?
No. Why? Why?
Tristan, Google it.
Soap-flavored gum?
Google. Michael Google.
This episode is sponsored by Google.
Okay, so there's a Wikipedia. Thrills is a Canadian brand of chewing gum.
Oh, patriotic.
It was produced by the OPG Company of London, Ontario.
Mm.
It had a floral rosewater flavor. Comparisons of its flavor to soap are so prevalent that the recent packaging states it still tastes like soap.
I have so many questions. I don't remember having any of that.
I've had Thrills.
I've had cheap Thrills.
Like Chud. Mm, that was cheap, didn't cost a lot of money, and I was thrilled.
Yeah, I had
You know what? Do you guys want to hear a confession?
What's that?
UBC Confessions. Shout us out at...
Yeah, let's start talking about our darkest, deepest secrets.
I couldn't sleep all night.
On air.
You couldn't sleep all night? Were you scared of Chud?
I was too scared of a Chud coming into my house.
You want to know what I did?
What?
I pirated the movie.
Whoa.
You barted the movie?
No, I farted the movie.
Wow, that's cool.
He bartered it.
I kept farting it. It would sound like lines from Chud. And I farted, it would just go posh.
Oh, watch out for that Chud.
I'm getting an abortion.
Chud.
It's a really mature show.
Oh, it's
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean and really mean.
And ready to be obscene.
And a fighting machine.
Now welcome
to my bean.
It's very green.
So why don't we invite Charlie Sheen? Charlie Sheen, if you're listening right now, please
Charlie
call
Sheen,
in.
Charlie Sheen, call in.
What's the number for Charlie Sheen to call in?
604-822-2487.
Charlie Sheen, please call in.
Charlie Sheen, open up the lines.
Charlie Sheen,
we've specified your phone number.
Charlie Sheen, we got Charlie Sheen on air.
Charlie Sheen got on air.
Hey, who is this?
I'm sorry, this is Charlie Sheen. How's it going? I heard you guys were calling for me.
Yeah, have you ever seen the movie Chud?
Well, indeed I have. It's my favorite movie.
Really? Wow.
Why
is it your favorite movie, Mr. Sheen?
You kidding me? Because that George Cooper guy, you know, the photographer?
Yep.
Dude, that's what I looked like when I was 17.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Chuds themselves?
Of the Chuds themselves?
Yeah.
You know, I think they're very misunderstood creatures. You know, I think you have to sometimes not take everything at face value, you know?
Why are you talking like a character out of Black Dynamite?
Well, I'm not, dude. Why do you think that?
Yeah, why do you think that?
You're talking with a weird rhythm.
That's Charlie Sheen rhythm.
You sound like cream
Charlie
corn.
Sheen, are you still winning?
Charlie Sheen is still winning.
All right, thanks, Charlie Sheen. It was wonderful talking to you. Bye, Charlie.
Wow. I can't believe you guys.
Wow, you didn't jump in at all there.
No,
Ben.
Dude, I was starstruck. I was no way. No.
Sorry, what?
He's falling down on the ground. Ben.
Anyways, I feel like it's Ben.
So out of ten, everybody, here. Let's go talk about Chud. Jack, what
line
is Chud?
Line by line, I'd say the first line was really good. Which was
out of 10, you dude.
Bosh, wake up. Get out of that little hole you're in, bud.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Bosh, why don't you take a look at the world around you for once?
I love that line.
Ben, what was your favorite line?
My favorite line was, very smart, Derek.
Derek.
Derek, you're very smart.
Very smart man there, Derek. Derek.
Derek is a very... Did we actually see Derek in the movie? Because I thought he was the other...
No, that was a different
reporter.
He just
gets progressively madder.
Well, of course he is, because like, he's totally being like held off the... What's the term?
He's like deadline just, or...
Well, no, he's been totally left off the hook.
Yeah.
You know, his homie, he's a buddy guy, George Cooper. He's not helping him out. Home Alone dad.
Remember that scene where he gets his photos taken? Did you think a Chud stole his photos like I did?
He gets his photos taken.
He's no, like, no, dude.
The police took them. I originally thought it was going to be a Chud.
Well, they totally addressed that scene, you know, in like the scene before.
Did they?
Yeah, because Daniel Stern is like running down and he like drops all his papers and then the cop following behind him, like directly behind him. Very, very, very.
The trailer in this movie needed some work.
Yeah. I thought I originally was like, did a chud break into it and take all the chud evidence?
Here's another thing.
Okay.
So these boys, these men of the world, this guy who's following Daniel Stern and locked him into that cellar, did he just have a padlock in his pocket, like ready to go?
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to lock myself a Daniel Stern.
I got myself some dinner.
Going to cut myself
I'm a chod, a cannibalistic humanoid overground dweller.
Boom. A chode. my biggest critique of the movie, you know, and it's a brilliant movie, is like, I mean, we kind of addressed on this. There's started so many different storylines, and then just left them.
Yeah,
you know?
That's like, the best kind of movie.
You know, those government conspiracies, police commissioners, corrupt dudes. There was a photographer and a baby, and whatever was in the sink. It was homelessness. Yeah. You know, there was that dude. There was the chud. That was the human turned into a chud, and then the chud lair. Dude, that was so much. They didn't close any of those plot lines.
Oh, I'd love to live in the chud lair, hang out with them chuds.
Oh yeah,
smell bad and die.
Those are the
two things in
that's
order.
That's already happening to me.
It was very bright in those catacombs as well.
It was. There was always about six sources of light.
But I think their
that's
eyes
because
were
of
bigger.
Theatrical purpose.
And their eyes were glowing.
Also, the chud eyes. Use a Geiger counter to find them.
That was scary.
Yeah, you count your gags.
La, 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 la. Chud.
Chud.
Sorry, was that your impression of a Geiger counter?
No, that's your impression of a chud.
No, no, no.
You have to say chud at the end.
Chud.
That's what they. That's how they're like. I don't know.
Chud, 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 chud.
Hodor? Is that like a cool reference?
Hodor, chud, chud, chud.
Hodor, chud.
This is a really stupid show. I'm starting to lose patience for this show.
Dude, you've been yawning the entire show. You're just, I'm above it. Whatever. Yeah. See you
we
guys.
Had Amelia Meath of amazing band.
She was in
Sylvan
here with us.
Asset.
It was great.
And she left because she was like, oh, wait. Oh, I forgot I'm in Sacramento.
And I didn't watch Chud, so I got to go. And then we sullied her reputation with this conversation on Chud.
Oh, I really hope she doesn't listen to this.
I hope she doesn't.
Oh, yeah,
the
by the way, by the way.
I think she'd appreciate it.
I love Sylvanesso. You know, you guys were great. I was at your concert.
Suck up.
That was really good.
All right.
Good concert. Also, hook me up with tickets.
Should we finish it? Wait, to the show they already did?
Yeah, dude, if they
in the future.
Okay, so we're gonna finish up this show we've got here.
Yeah, we are.
With a game.
With a game?
Wait, no,
we
don't have time for a game.
We don't do games anymore.
I'm trying to lead.
We can still do games, but just not today.
Lead? I'd rather you didn't.
Are we not having any fun anymore? What's wrong with you guys?
Lead? I'd rather you deed, as in died.
I've been here since the beginning. I've seen the evolution of the show.
Yeah, and it's about to evolve you out. Natural selection.
Hey, you lost a lot of viewers already, bro.
No one views us.
Just call me bro.
Bro, dude. No,
bro.
Dude, I didn't call you bro, dude, bro.
Don't call me bro, bro.
Call me bro. Don't do that to me.
Bro.
I can't go for that.
Okay.
No can do. All right, well, what are we going to do, Nate? Well, why don't we just call it the Chud Experiment?
Oh, well,
let's call it Chuddy Buddies.
Chuddy Buddies.
Chuddy Buddies.
Yeah.
The Ruddy Chuddy Buddies.
Ruddy
the
Chuddy,
ruddy chuddy Buddies.
Okay, I like it.
Comma, you fuddy duddy. The Ruddy Chuddy Buddies, you fuddy duddy.
All right.
Okay. It's been a good time, guys. It's Ben sitting over there. All right, later, peeps.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Radio Pizza Party. Radio Pizza Party. I'm just gonna go until he turns the mic.